Jesus reveals himself to the disciples. October 17. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. The simple evening meal of bread is prepared. It is placed before the guest, and he puts forth his hands to bless the food. Why do the disciples start back in astonishment? Their companion spreads forth his hands in exactly the same way as their master used to do. They look again, and lo, they see in his hands the print of nails. Both exclaim at once, "It is the Lord Jesus. He has risen from the dead." They rise to cast themselves at his feet and worship him. But he has vanished out of their sight. They look at the space that had been occupied by one whose body had lately lain in the grave, and say to each other, "Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and which he opened to us the Scriptures?" But with this great news to communicate, they cannot sit and talk. Their weariness and hunger have gone. Full of joy, they immediately set out again on the same path by which they came, hurrying to tell the tidings to his disciples in the city. The moon has set, but the Sun of Righteousness has shone upon them. Their hearts leap for joy. They seem to be in a new world. Christ is a living Savior. They no longer mourn over him as dead, but rejoice over a living Redeemer. In some parts the road was not safe or secure, but they climbed over the steep places, slipping on the smooth rocks. They did not know, they did not see, that they had the protection of him who had just traveled the road with them. With their pilgrim's staff in hand, they press on, desiring to go faster than they dare. They lose their track, but find it again. Sometimes running, sometimes stumbling, they urge their way forward, their unseen companion close beside them. Entering Jerusalem, they go to the upper chamber where Christ spent the hours of the last evening before his death instructing his disciples. It is late, but they know that the disciples will not sleep till they know for a certainty what has become of the body of their Lord. They find the door of the chamber securely barred. They knock for admission, but no answer comes. All is still. Then they give their names. The door is carefully unbarred, but as soon as they have entered it is again fastened to keep out spies.